This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Turkish authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. The case dates back to deadly protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under siege by the Islamic State. People in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast on the Syrian border had accused the Turkish army of standing by, just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers' Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests when 36 people died. In a statement, prosecutors said suspects would be sought in 7 provinces. The number of coronavirus cases here in the United States is approaching 7 million. America's midsection has become a hotspot for infection spikes. All Midwest states except Ohio have reported more COVID cases in the past 4 weeks as compared with the prior 4 weeks, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. The death toll in the country is closing in on 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts the worldwide case count at 32.2 million, with 983,000 lives lost. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third with more than 92,000 deaths, as cases are nearing 6 million. In Russia, health authorities have issued a recommendation that beginning Monday, the elderly stay at home and that employers allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. More than 7,200 new cases were reported in Russia today, the highest daily surge since July. In Moscow, there were 1,500 new infections, up from 700 2 weeks ago. Israel is tightening its second national lockdown as the pandemic bites down harder with a surge in cases. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets.